Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Grizzlies on Air. Joining me today is the head of the honors program, Dr. Jake Edwards. Jake, thank you so much for being here today.
Pleasure. Thank you for having me.
First, can I get an introduction to you? Who is Dr. Jake Edwards? What's your background? And what brought you here to GGC?
I got into education in the year 2000 down in Lauderdale Lakes, Florida. I taught high school for about 5 years, decided that I was going to pursue graduate studies, and went to University of Arkansas for, I guess it was 8 years for master's to PhD. And I got invited to come to GGC in 2013. I'm originally an Atlanta native, so in the words of Tony Stark, oh, it's good to be back. But I've been here as an assistant professor of English since 2013. And in 2020, I was knighted to serve as interim director of the honors program, which became permanent the following summer.
So, okay. Were you, just out of curiosity, were you an honors student in college?
Not even close.
Okay.
Well, Not even close.
That makes me feel better. So, in terms of that, what are some of the ways that a student can get into the honors program? So, I know that you can be offered the program coming in, and you can enter it when you're already part of GGC, but what are some of those ways?
Oh, correct. There are two tracks. The traditional way was to apply online. You can pull us up on the GGC website and go to the search field, type in honors, and it'll take you, I think the first hit is apply to honors program, which we encourage people to do, but we also want to make sure that you read, you know, about the honors program before you get into it, so you know what you're getting into. That application process consists of filling out the application. There is a responsive essay to a prompt where you just kind of tell us a little bit about yourself. We're not evaluating your grammar or anything like that, but we just want to get a little insight into the applicant's personality. We schedule an interview, which is not a pass-fail kind of get out of here, you don't have the job interview. It's more of a, you know, tell us a little bit more about yourself. What do you know about us? What do you want to know? And then we send a welcome to the honors program letter and put you on the roster. Now, that's the traditional method. Starting 2020, we started what's called the auto acceptance track. And what that is anyone who agrees to come to Georgia Gwinnett College with a high school GPA of 3.5 is automatically qualified for admission to the program. Now, you need to click the accept button on the follow-up email, which sometimes gets lost in the loop. We know that emails can be like black holes. But what that does is it bypasses the application process. There's still that kind of interview where I'd like to meet with students before they start in the program, just to, you know, get to know them and make sure they understand what the program is all about.
Yeah, and that's a great segue, because I know that this is a very student-minded and student-centric part of GGC. That was very clear to me interviewing Kyla and Justin. So can you talk a bit about some of the things that a student can do once they're a part of the honors program? Like, what are some of the things they can engage themselves in?
Well, let me backpedal a little bit on that and
sure.
Say that, you know, the tagline that I use when I'm talking to students about the honors program and they say, what is it? I say, we teach the ordinary stuff in a non-ordinary way. In other words, you know, we do more than show up and take the multiple choice test, and then how many times have we taken a test, walked out the door, and forgotten what was on the test
right.
or anything? That's just the way our brains are wired. What we want you to do is more hands-on application. Take chapter 4, and instead of answering a multiple choice test, take chapter 4 and apply it to a project. So with that being said, and you ask what kinds of things can students do, you can't see this on the podcast, but we've got a list of some of the highlights from the fall semester, which include things like trips to DragonCon. And that is usually a joint effort between geography and English, sometimes history. We definitely got theater arts involved in that. And that's just an experience where students not only get to navigate, you know, the 15 square block radius that is DragonCon, but also to get to see how people interact, see how people present themselves, how people communicate with each other. Let's face it, Trekkies don't speak the same language as the Star Wars folks.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, no. Let's see, we had a Hamilton viewing last week, so that again, that was a joint effort between U.S. History and Theater Arts, where students could see how are we taking history and re-portraying it so that it's a little more palatable. I think the crown gem for the semester is going to be a trip down to Krog Street Tunnel. That's in conjunction with our special topics class, which is on hip-hop activism. But it's also going to be offered for English students to see that what we call graffiti is actually public art, and that there are some potent rhetorical messages embedded in what people dismiss as just graffiti, that people say, oh, they're just defacing property.
Mm. Is there a typical common trait that you find among students here, like in terms of their way of thinking or interests, or what is the most common thing you tend to find in an honors student? What's something you can point at and go, you're an honors person?
Overthinking things. And, you know, is, well, what do you mean by the word and? You know, I'm not sure. And I say this with all the love for my students who are going to hear this. But they're so used to following instructions to the T and don't want to deviate, so that they can ensure the second quality, which is they are very much overachievers. They are not happy if it's not an A. Sometimes students, and I love y'all for it, they'll come in and say, oh, I'm so bummed, I got a 92. And I say, you realize that credit-wise, there is no difference between a 92 and a 98. Yeah, but I should have gotten 100. It's okay. And sometimes students come in saying, I got a B on my OChem exam. And I say, do you know what I would do for a B in organic chemistry? And the list is extensive. So again, teaching them that failure does not mean the end of the world, that every once in a while, life happens. And yeah, you may not do your best on something, but what you learn from it is what's most valuable.
Yeah. So, final question, sure, before we wrap things up. Is there something you would say to new or incoming students who are maybe nervous about the honors program or unsure about it, that you would say to them to sort of ease their tension? Say, don't worry about it. This is what honors really is. What's something you could say to them?
Yeah, like I said, it's the ordinary stuff in a non-ordinary way. It's more about wanting to apply yourself for an educational purpose rather than just kind of banking on knowledge and treating it like some kind of repository. Mm. You're not going to know everything coming in, especially for first year students who come in and all of a sudden, permit me an extended response here that you can edit if you like.
Oh yeah,
but you know, a part of my background in research interests is literacy and identity development. And the period from 12 years old to 17, 18 years old, adolescence, takes you through middle school, high school, is a very long, drawn-out identity shift. But at the same time, you're reinforcing what you know, you're changing your mind along the way, you're adopting perspectives, and so that by the time you're 18, you feel like I've got a good sense of myself. You graduate from high school, and then 3 months later, you're dropped into this shock of cold water that is college. And that is the other side of the coin, which is this very abrupt identity shift, where all of a sudden you're expected to understand things like financial aid, internships, credit hours, how many classes you take. No, it's how many credits are you taking. So again, when it comes to what would I say to incoming honors students, and any students for that matter who might be interested in joining honors, is take the leap. Don't try to think that you're going to know everything at once, and treat it more like a learning path. So again, you're going to remember some stuff, most stuff. Other stuff, your brain is just going to say, put that in the back burner for now, and that's okay. Finally, if things don't go your way, don't worry about it. If you can explain why, then you've succeeded. If you get up, try it again, it may work better the next time. And that's best I've got.
Well, I think you hit the nail right on the head. So, Dr. Edwards, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you very much for listening.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time.